Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Prithu Maharaja's meeting with the Kumars. Text 5. In just a few seconds to take my pills. Yes. Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text 5. Tapada shocha sali layar marjita laka bantana tatra shila vatam vritam acharan manayan niva. After this, the king took the water which had washed the lotus feet of the Kumars and sprinkled it over his hair. By such respectful actions, the king, as an exemplary personality, showed how to receive a spiritually advanced personality. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Apani Achari Prabhu Jive Re Shikaya. It is very well known that whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in his life as Acharya, he himself practiced. When he was preaching as a devotee, although he was detected by several great personalities to be the incarnation of Krishna, he never agreed to be addressed as an incarnation. Even though one may be an incarnation of Krishna, or especially empowered by him, one should not advertise that he is an incarnation. People will automatically accept the real truth in due course of time. Prithu Maharaj was the ideal Vaishnav king. Therefore, he taught others, by his personal behavior, how to receive and respect saintly persons like the Kumars. When a saintly person comes to one's home, it is the Vedic custom first to wash his feet with water and then sprinkle this water over the heads of oneself and one's family. Prithu Maharaj did this, for he was an exemplary teacher of the people in general. Verse again. Tatpada shocha salilaya marjita laka bandana tachashila vatam vritam acharan manayan eva. After this, the king took the water which had washed the lotus feet of the Kumars and sprinkled it over his hair. By such respectful actions, the king, as an exemplary personality, showed how to receive a spiritually advanced personality. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhuktale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namo. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskyutyadi Sitarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasani Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakavatari Vyasjai Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo Namaha. So this is a very, very important point that on one hand, well, it's multifaceted, but one perspective is that one must always offer respect, but never expect it for oneself, certainly never ask for it for oneself, and even to the point that if one is offered it, one, it's nice to try to avoid it. Sometimes people ask the devotees, can we wash your feet? What are we meant to say? Yes, of course. Washing the feet is a process of worship, and how can we invite that? Maybe under very rare occasions where, anyway, maybe under very rare occasions, but they really would be quite rare. And so, therefore, if one is requested like that, it may be a good idea to refuse, or somehow or other try to avoid the subject, which may bewilder the devotees, the hosts, or whoever they are, who want to do that. But as Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord, of course. And he appeared with his extremely important mission 500 and some years ago. And generally he was behaving as a devotee, and generally so many people would accept him as a devotee. But there were occasions when devotees would understand that he is not a devotee. He is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they would then try to address him like that and deal with him like that. But Lord Chaitanya generally, not always, but generally, he would refuse that. And indeed he would sometimes apparently get a little upset and walk away like this. Although there were other times when he accepted it, but in the greater number of cases he didn't appreciate it, and he expressed that quite openly. So on one hand we must offer respect, on the other hand we must not accept respect. Therefore, anyway, devotees, these are some dealings of devotees, and as one becomes a devotee more and more, one has to come to understand how it works, and then one will be able to deal with the different situations which arise. Yes, and that will be nice. That'll be nice. But certainly, it's a very important aspect of Krishna conscious culture to cultivate respect, ultimately for everyone, even for the ants. We all know the story of Mrigari the hunter, perhaps, who was a very brutal killer of animals, and it was all very vicious and horrible. But then he became a devotee. And when he became a devotee, he would literally not harm an ant, and he was extremely careful not to harm an ant. Even to the point, you're probably aware, that it was actually, it was by the influence of Narada Muni that he became a devotee and changed his ways and changed his whole thinking and his heart. And he became a Vaishnava and a gentle person. Then Narada Muni came to visit him sometime later with his friend Parashara Muni. The two of them were approaching where Mrigari was living. There's still some whatever number of 50 meters or 100 meters away or some little distance away. And Mrigari came out of his little dwelling and saw, ah, Narada Muni, my spiritual master, how wonderful. And he's got with him another great saintly person. Oh, this is just wonderful. And so Mrigari came running to greet them. And they saw that, ah, look at this, he's so enthusiastic to offer respect and accept the association of seniors. But then suddenly, as he was en route in the middle of the distance from his place to them, suddenly they saw he stopped. And he started hopping around in a very awkward and strange type of way. And they wondered what happened. So they asked him when he came. They asked him, why did you start hopping around like that? It was very funny. And Mrigari said, well, the thing was, I was running to meet you. But then across the path, there was a stream of ants. And I didn't want to hurt any of them. So I was stepping through somehow, putting my foot on the ground and being careful not to hurt an ant, and then the next step in the same way. This is what happened. And Parashara Muni congratulated Narada Muni that this man was so terrible. He was half killing animals and thinking it was enjoyable. But now he won't even hurt an ant. So, but this is Krishna consciousness. Actually, it happens naturally of its own accord as the devotee progresses in Krishna consciousness. They naturally become more and more and more respectful and concerned and very sensitive about any other living beings. And what to speak of very advanced, very senior devotees whose association is extremely important and valuable. Even a similar, very similar type of situation was there with Sanatana Goswami when he left Bengal and went down to join Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, that somehow, because he was not looking after his physical condition at all, he was literally running from the northern parts of Bengal, not just around Calcutta or around Mayapur, Navadweep, right up Ramakeli, which is northern Bengal, is a good few hundred kilometers north, good few. So he ran down all the way to Jagannath Puri. It was hundreds of kilometers, if not at least 1,000. And he ran the whole way. And he was not looking after himself properly. His physical condition. He was so anxious and determined to join Lord Chaitanya as soon as possible. And as a result, he would sometimes take bath using water that was not clean. Because sometimes it's a little difficult to tell what is actually clean and usable and and what may have some unpleasant contamination. So he contracted a skin condition, some sort of severe eczema or something, a rash, very severe though, which then broke the skin and formed oozing sores. And little creatures somehow found their ways into those sores, and they were living there. And sometimes, as Sanatana Goswami was busy doing this and doing that, one of those little creatures would fall off, and Sanatana Goswami would put it back on the wound. It's very extreme. But it's just a sign of his great, great respect and concern for other living entities. Yes. So this is a very important part of Krishna consciousness. As Lord Chaitanya says, Trinadapi Sunichena Tororapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. One should chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly, which is the idea, because chanting the holy names is the yuga dharma, the main activity. So to be able to chant the holy names always, this is desired and this is important. And Lord Chaitanya says that if you chant in that spirit, then you will be able to chant the holy names constantly. But the point is, or at least one point, that that only in that state of mind will you be able to chant the holy names constantly. If you're in some other state of mind, you may be able to chant sometimes, but you won't be able to chant constantly. And indeed, if you're really in some other state of mind, then you may be able to chant a bit, but then you'll find you're unable to chant more. Your mind will not permit. Your mind will just resist to the point where you won't be able to continue. Yes. So this humility and this humility is the essence of it. But in a broader sense, we're talking about a sense of dealing with others, a sense of yourself and a sense of the others, and a sense of how to deal with the others, because not all others are equal. Although, of course, nowadays that's a very popular idea. Everyone is equal. Everyone should have equal opportunities. And of course, we not that we encourage that people are mistreated and cheated and abused, but still the fact is that not all people are equal. And if you treat everyone equally, then you will be mistreating some of the people, treating them in ways which in some cases may not be good for them. For example, here, Maharaj Prithu, he has been greeting the four Kumaras. with extreme respect. Extreme respect. First of all, when he just saw them, he was sitting in his palace and he saw, here they are. And he recognized them. He immediately leapt up and ran to them with enthusiasm. Such great enthusiasm. Let's just see what it says. Seeing the four Kumars, Pritamaraj was greatly anxious to receive them. Therefore the king with all his officers very hastily got up, as anxiously as a conditioned soul whose senses are immediately attracted by the modes of material nature. Now that we can understand, how people are attracted and just overwhelmed with attraction to material enjoyment like that. But Maharaj Paritu, he was attracted to the four Kumars in such a powerful way that this is just wonderful. This is the best thing. And he practically ran to greet them and receive them. And when he did greet them and receive them, he washed their feet. And he certainly must have, oh well then, we're about to start. He's going to glorify them, speak very nice appreciations like that. So certainly, someone like the four Kumars or very respectable senior and qualified personalities, spiritual personalities particularly, actually we should learn how to receive them in such ways. Very much so. But if now we think that we must now receive everybody in that way, it will not be so good. I remember one time many years ago, when just maybe almost 30 years ago, we had just opened the Radharadnath Temple in Chatsworth, Durban, and some young men had joined the temple, and they were going out distributing books, mainly in the Indian community, door to door. So one boy came back and told us of the experience he had. He'd only been a devotee maximum 1 month, or maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And he said, oh, I had such a wonderful experience. I went and knocked on these people's door. They opened the door. They were so happy to see me. I couldn't believe it. The one who came to the door, he turned to the family and he called out, oh, the Swami is here. And I was going to say, well, actually, I'm not really a Swami. But I didn't get a chance because they just grabbed me and dragged me in and washed my feet and then fed me fruit and juice and milk or whatever. And they just, it was amazing. It was amazing. And this young fellow said that this being a Swami is really nice. So, it's a science, actually. Of course, the underlying theme in all cases is to be extremely respectful and nice, so that whoever has just arrived feels very cared for, and that you're very concerned for them, and like that. But still, it has to be done appropriately according to the position of the particular individual being received. Yes. And this is really an essential part of, you could say, maturing in spiritual life. Spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, is actually very deep. It's definitely not just a matter that you just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and away you go, and there you are. And, you know, become a vegetarian, etc. Now you're Krishna conscious. You're there. It's a very deep thing. And actually it takes many years to really learn it and become really attuned to the intricacies and subtleties so that you actually become a proper devotee, and whatever situation you're faced with, you'll be able to deal with properly as a devotee. We mentioned Sanatana Goswami. There's a very interesting exchange between Sanatana Goswami and Lord Chaitanya at that same time we were referring to, when he first left home and joined Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, that Sanatana Goswami, he had the skin condition that we mentioned that was severe, and there were oozing sores, quite a number. But it was his program, and it was Lord Chaitanya's order, that he had to go and see Lord Chaitanya every day. Yes, so he had to go, and he would go. But some days, and the route from where he was staying went right past the front entrance of the big Jagannath temple there in Puri, which is a very busy temple. Although, of course, some days are busier than others. I remember we first went actually to Tirupati in 1991, I think, or maybe 88. Anyway, some 30-odd years ago, or 20-odd years ago. We went there, and in those days, if you paid 25 rupees, you got special darshan, express queue. You come around and you just join the normal queue, which is forever long, and you could just sort of zip in, and there you are. So it's like you could have darshan every 15 minutes, which in Tirupati is really unusual. So this was good. And we were investing 25 rupees every 15 minutes and just going in and having darshan after darshan. Okay. So then we came back, I think it was 3 years later, and the price had gone up. But anyway, we got there on a Sunday. And we paid our money, and we were taken in. Okay, everything's fine. But then they sat us down. They have these like cages. And there was a sign there saying, this was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a sign saying, your darshan will be at 9 p.m. And we thought, this must be from yesterday. They didn't take the sign down or something like that. We're going to be going shortly. But after half an hour, we inquired and we found out that was actually the time, because it was Sunday. Yeah, so anyway. But the next day, Monday, again, was much freer. Now you have to pay 300 rupees, and if you're lucky, you only wait a couple of hours. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, there's Sanatana Goswami. He has to go visit Lord Chaitanya, but it was a busy day at the temple, and people were just crowds. And, as we were driving last night to the program at to the program particularly. I was appreciating how different Mauritian Indians are in terms of many things, but particularly their driving. An Indian. Sure, it's another world. You know, Indians, if there's half a fraction of a gap, they'll push into it, even if it stops the traffic. And, you know, they can't go any further forward, and the other people can't go back because there's too many of them. They just sit there, you know. Anyway, don't mind me saying it, but it's true. But here, they stop, and they let people go through, and it's, you know. So there in Puri at that time, there was just hordes of people, and they don't step back to let you come through. You just got to sort of get through. Actually, I remember when I first went there, 76 and 79, when you're checking in for a flight, it was the same thing. It's like a complete rugby match. Everyone just gathered to the front. And people just push in. So Sanatana Goswami was in anxiety because he had this condition, and it was really not good. And, you know, it was very, like, if people contacted his body, they could themselves get it. It was very contagious. So, therefore, what he did, he took a different route around and then onto the beach and along the beach and then up from the beach. Yeah. But it was midsummer and very, very hot in the 40s. Really very hot. And the sand on the beach, sand draws the heat. And so he was walking in bare feet, and his feet became burnt and blistered, although he just carried on. So he arrived there at Lord Chaitanya's place, and Lord Chaitanya saw that, oh, your feet are burnt and blistered. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, and Sanatana Goswami explained. And Lord Chaitanya said, but why didn't you come on the usual route? It's just, you know, it's not so far at all. And Sanatana Goswami explained that if I had gone through those crowds of people, then I would have contaminated others, particularly the priests from the temple. And they could become contaminated and then go on to the altar, and it would be a real offense on my part. Therefore, to avoid the offense, I came around the other way, even though it was uncomfortable and I hurt myself. So Lord Chaitanya congratulated Sanatana Goswami and said that you have maintained the etiquette of a Vaishnava. This is very good. And Lord Chaitanya said that maintaining the etiquette of a Vaishnava, he said, this is the ornament of the character of the devotee. Yes. To maintain the etiquette. Some people may think that maintaining etiquette is, you know, it's like you're overdoing it a bit. You don't really need to do it. And, you know, they have in England, they have this book. I forget the exact name, but it's the Book of British Etiquette. You know, how to hold a cup of tea, how to address people, different types of people, how to use a knife and fork. There's a whole book. Yes. And a lot of it's just superfluous. Yeah. So, but Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami that maintaining the etiquette of the Vaishnavas, this is the ornament of a devotee. Means, of course, of their character. Obviously not a physical, some piece of jewelry or something like that, but in personal terms of character, it's a real embellishment and decoration of the character of the devotee. And in this way, the devotee as a person becomes more beautiful and more attractive. Yes. So Maharaj Prithu did this. And by doing it like that, he set the example how to receive a spiritually advanced personality. So others could learn just by observing him. Therefore we find, like Srila Prabhupada, is our founder acharya. Founder, obviously he's founded ISKCON, but acharya means not just the head, not just the leader, but he who teaches by example. You can just watch how he conducts himself. And just by watching, you can learn how to live as a devotee yourself. This is acharya. Yeah. So Maharaj Prithu did this very nicely. He was aware people were watching him. And whatever he did, the people would then say, well, he did it. So therefore if I do it, I say, well, Maharaj Prithu did it. It's fine. So he was aware he was setting an example, therefore he was careful. Careful to do everything very nicely, but on the other hand, he was naturally feeling like that. Feeling like glorifying them, appreciating them, and dealing with them in certain ways, extremely respectfully. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question, devotees? Mother Satyabhama, you are arguably, I'm not exactly sure, but at least one of the most senior devotees here. Please make some comment. If you'd like.
Yes, thank you for all association and the classroom, the lectures you give. We appreciate and we learn a lot from you. That's why we try our best to come to all your programs, your classes.
Well, thank you for making the effort to come, because I know it's not so easy.
Yeah, today the girls' wedding service and the artists were married.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Anyway, but thank you for taking the trouble. We have room for more devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Viswanath Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.